Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Hey, before we get started, I just have to go grab something real quick.
Okay, I could use a quick stretch anyway.
Okay, no, I'm back.
Oh, really?
I'm back.
What is it? What are you doing?
That was my lower back.
Oh, are you cracking jokes? This is strange still. Welcome to Stranger Still
podcast, where we crack down to the back of the
comedy is hard, isn't it?
I need a brain readjustment.
Hey, I could realign your spine and maybe you'll think better. Did you ever think of that?
I never thought of that, because it does attach to my brain, doesn't it?
Your spine does attach to your brain.
Cool.
That is true. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Yeah, a couple times, actually.
Yeah?
Have you?
What for? Let me ask you that.
What for?
Yeah. What for?
I was, like, walking crooked and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it hurt a lot on my lower back.
Yeah. Was this, like, did you go to the chiropractor after you got a concussion?
No. I went to a physical therapist.
Oh, that's probably better.
Yeah.
I went once for lower back pain. I have no idea if it helped or not.
Yeah, me neither. But they did tell me that one of my legs was longer than the other. And then they pushed on my butt. And then my legs were even on my lumbar.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. So we're talking about chiropractic today, which I learned. I've been saying like chiropractic, because I was like, that's got to be the right name for it. Nope, it's chiropractic. Chiropractic is just something I am an idiot for saying.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
Can we write to somebody?
Yeah. But when you talk about chiropractic, you just say chiropractic no matter what. It's like a Pokemon.
Chiropractic.
Lumbar.
Yeah, you evolved into Lumbarius. So I wanted to do this topic for a long time because at a farmer's market, they have all kinds of stuff there now.
Oh, yeah. Sad farmer's kids that have to sell their parents' crops.
Yeah.
They got bracelets that, like, these hippies make.
Yeah.
They got grandmas.
They got
that recanned stuff.
Yard decorations made out of metal.
Oh, yeah.
But they also have a lot of chiropractic tents set up where you can just go get chiropractic done.
That's terrible.
It was weird to say, but that's what it is. That's the right way to say it. And I'm going to mess it up a lot, I feel like. But I saw a sign for one of these tents that was like, it had a list of all these things that chiropractic could solve for you. And among the things on the list was autism. This was like 2 years ago, and ever since then I've been like, we gotta do that. And to sweeten the pot, of course, there's the Smith brothers. You know, Jonathan and Thomas Smith, aka Extreme Games, with an X and a Z, on YouTube. You haven't heard of these guys?
I may have heard of them. The only Jonathan that I follow is Taylor Thomas, so
yeah, well, there is a Thomas. But they needed views on YouTube, so they faked that they had a fatal kidney disease and went to America. They're like from New Zealand or Australia or something like that. And a chiropractor cured their fatal kidney disease by aligning their spine.
Wow.
And for some reason, chiropractic came up recently, and I was like, I have to cover this because I feel like it's a hoodoo science, some sort of pseudoscience, but I don't know how to feel about it. So, as I often do, I use this show as an excuse to figure out whether or not something's legit or not.
Yeah, and if I don't feel like Googling, I just say, hey, why don't we cover blank?
Yeah, well, I read up a lot on this because I was very curious. And before we start, as always, we're not medical professionals. We're not even trained in any medical field. So if you seek chiropractic medicine,
then you should go to a medical field. Look for a Red Cross sign. Usually medical fields will have stuff like corn, soy. They'll grow them in there.
Nurse cows.
Mm-hmm. Nurse cows. What's another vegetable pun that you can throw in there? That'd be pretty good. You're on the clock.
Zucchini nurse.
Okay. I don't get that one.
Zucchini nurse. Zucchini nurse.
Oh.
It's better when I have to explain the joke.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
anyway,
why we're going to make that website. Whyitsfunny.com, remember?
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to seek chiropractic medicine, do research on the practitioner you're going to go to first, because there's a lot of things that should raise a red flag, and we'll get to those. But John, for those that don't know, what is chiropractic medicine?
That is when you go into an office,
uh-huh,
and they usually have like some kind of nice music,
yeah,
and they went on to what do you call it, Wish, and they ordered like a little waterfall for like
sure,
with like stones,
yeah,
and then they go, oh, it looks like I need to poke you, pluck 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 pluck, and then they straighten your spine,
yeah, they'll put you in a chair and then just like bend you and go,
yeah. Yep, and yeah, they got a cool little like table with a, mm-hmm, little face hole in it, so you, yeah, look at the floor.
And they're like, this is going to hurt for a second. And then they...
And then they put their belly on you.
Yeah, and they like put their elbow on your spine and push on it, mm-hmm, or grab your knee and pull it to your chest.
Yeah, they like Hulk Hogan your back.
Yeah, with the Stone Cold Stunner there in that office building.
That's Steve Austin.
I just want to make another...
Don't take Steve Austin's name in the name of vain. 316.
Sorry. That's John 316. So there are about 77,000 chiropractors in the United States. I believe, 10% of Americans get chiropractic treatment each year. 43% of people that have gone to chiropractors say that they did it for general wellness or disease prevention, which is incredibly wide.
Disease prevention?
Yeah, we'll get there. 25% said that it focuses on the whole person, their mind, body, and spirit. 16% of the people said they do it to improve their energy. 11% of people did it for better immune function. And 5% did it to improve memory and concentration. All of these might catch you off guard, because you might be thinking, I just thought chiropractors popped your back to make your back feel better.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite that simple, John, which is, yeah, why this episode is so juicy.
It sounds like it. I didn't know that we were getting to like reflexology territory over here.
That is a whole different episode that we need to do, reflexology. Yeah. But there's a different thing that chiropractic finds its roots in, and that's subluxation. And I hope I'm saying that right. But before we get there, where do you think chiropractic started, John?
It's going to be some kind of like pyramid shuffle that they're putting these little spinies on your back.
You think so?
I think so. Why would they not?
I did see claims that there was like references to chiropractic in ancient Greek and Rome, but I never saw that corroborated. I think they're just pulling that up out of whole cloth. What if I told you modern chiropractic comes from 1895?
That's very new.
And it came from Davenport, Iowa.
What?
An hour and a half away from us.
Why are we not there recording this?
We should be.
Yeah.
There were other medicines like chiropractic before, like bone setters, which...
Oh, that's the coolest thing.
It sounds pretty cool.
Bone setters.
Bone saws, ready? In the early 1800s, they could set broken bones, but they also believed in this thing I mentioned before called subluxation. And that's the belief that if a joint came out of place, you could suffer all kinds of different illnesses.
Oh my God, this one time, a joint came out of place,
mm-hmm,
and I suffered so much when the cop saw it, and he came over to me.
I was wondering where you're going with that. And to be fair, the joint didn't actually have to be out of place. They just had to believe it was out of place, and then they just kind of like rattle it. Like, they take your arm and like... move it back and forth.
Of course
forth,
they did. They're bone setters.
That would quote-unquote put it back in place and cure your subluxation. Obviously, that's not... I mean, it does feel good if someone, like, shakes your arm and then you stop and you're like, oh, it's kind of stretched now. So maybe that had something to it.
Yeah.
There's another popular medicine in the 17 and 1800s called magnetic healing, which is that the idea that your body had a flow of energy. This is a very common idea, like chi or something like that, but it wasn't exactly chi. And if you had a clean flow of energy, that meant you were healthy, again, much like chi. And if there's an obstruction, you had some sort of ailment, like joint pain, headaches, asthma, cerebral palsy, you name it. And you could magnetize your energy flow to fix the obstruction. And this movement started to kind of adopt the phrase subluxation to mean a blockage of energy in your spine, specifically. So that brings us to 1895.
I hope they weren't too good at it. Can you imagine, you're competing against your competitor across the street,
uh-huh,
and you accidentally make your chi and you're like your boyfriend or your friend's chi different, and then you end up attracting your energies to each other, and you get,
yeah,
your body stuck together, and you start,
yeah,
swirling across the room. How come that's not something that we haven't seen? Like, People would get their cheese done all the time. Don't you think we'd at this point run into people that are like magnetically attracted to each other?
We got really good at cutting the cheese.
Okay.
So in 1895, a man named Daniel David Palmer, or D.D. Palmer, took a lot of these ideas that he believed in, and on September 18th, adjusted the spine of a deaf janitor and supposedly restored his hearing.
Wow.
Supposedly. And you might be wondering why I didn't call him Dr. Palmer, and that is because his career before he started the chiropractic movement was that of a grocer.
Huh.
And he believed in bone setting and magnetic healing and vitalism, which is like magnetic healing. And they all kind of involve some sort of like life force moving through your body. And if it gets out of sync, then you have an obstruction and that causes the illness. And that's this whole like folklorish tale of curing this deaf man's hearing or restoring his hearing started the modern chiropractic movement. And these days, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And surprisingly, I had never heard this until I saw the banner at the farmer's market. There are still 30% of chiropractors these days that practice vitalism, the idea that the energy flow, if it's obstructed, will cause these ailments so they can adjust your spine to restore the energy flow and cure your ailment.
Oh, no.
30%. Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean, you didn't explain in completion what that means, or if you debunked it yet. So I don't know if it's ridiculous yet, Nick, according to science.
Do you think that subluxations are a thing?
No.
Because you would have heard of them if they were.
Probably. I've heard about sublets.
Like subletting a lease?
Yeah. And then if you don't pay, you go through subluxation,
yeah.
Right?
I think it's clear that the idea of subluxations and chi obstruction and all that stuff have been thrown out the scientific window at this point. Obviously, that's our beliefs, but science widely backs it up. But that's where we get into all these weird claims of like chiropractic can cure autism or asthma or cerebral palsy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get down that road, there's also a lot of legitimacy to chiropractic these days that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Because
this is where I was before we started.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of this was happening.
Yeah. And this is like the other 70% of chiropractic
mm-hmm.
medicine. Like in the 1900s, this really took off. It became something like you can become a licensed practitioner for. In 1988, the World Federation of Chiropractic was created and worked with the World Health Organization. In 1996, the U.S. government actually started beginning funding into research on chiropractic and offering it at like military bases and stuff. And most chiropractic therapists actually go to school for 8 years before practicing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that they go in with limited training and they're just like, oh, I could crack some backs.
Yo, give me a second. I gotta pull this up on YouTube.
Yeah. But they do extensive...
it won't take long. I'm watching it double speed.
If someone does that, run for the hills. So it begs the question, is there something to chiropractic? And I think if you've been to one, the answer is, yeah, well, of course there is. You feel great after you go to a chiropractor.
Yeah.
If you've been to one for probably back pain or something moderately painful like that, you've probably found some sort of relief. And that's probably because they're applying quick and forceful applications of pressure to your spine, and then you don't feel that anymore. And so the peak of pressure against the non-pressure, it feels pretty good, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Like when you're comparing it to someone shoving their elbow in your spine, you're going to feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
But so the idea, though, is your spinal column is made up of vertebrae. And those vertebrae hold all kinds of things, including your central nervous system. So okay. If one vertebrae comes out of alignment, it can pinch a nerve or compress a nerve, and it might cause all sorts of pain. It might cause back pain, neck pain, headaches, might even cause like pain in your extremities because those nerves are going outwards to your limbs and stuff. So the idea is by moving those back into place, the vertebrae back into place,
okay.
You could be relieving that pressure or the pinched nerve or whatever, and the pain will go mm-hmm. away.
I'm somewhat of an expert myself on vertebrae because I know that when I lay down, they transform into a horizontal vertebrae.
Yeah, and you've been laying down for like 30 years.
Every night.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I will say if you have bigger problems than just like lower back pain, your chiropractor should...
Call the police.
should call the police, should explore
an emergency.
Other treatments.
Okay.
Like they should probably recommend you to a doctor, but if they don't, they should examine your lifestyle, your sleep cycle, all the foods that you're eating, all the like the normal things a normal doctor would do. If you slouch the posture, like how long you sit at work, all that kind of stuff, to see if there might be a bigger problem than just your spine being out of alignment. They also might apply heat to like an inflamed area to see if that calms your nerves, literally. They might also suggest acupuncture in addition to chiropractic. But ultimately, just to be safe, if you are suffering from anything other than lower back pain, go to a doctor first. I'm going to say that a lot of times to get used to it. And if you go in for like asthma or deafness or migraines and your chiropractor is like, yep, we got you covered, you should probably run because they're not qualified to treat for that. And they should be referring you to a doctor. And if they're like, nah, just come lay on this table, I'll crack you up, turn around and walk away.
Yeah, if you want to get cracked up, you should listen to strangers still.
Hey, with jokes like that.
Hey, ha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. There's also people out there that will say, yes, you can become a licensed practitioner. Yes, there's the World Federation of Chiropractors or whatever, but that's
the World Federation of Bone Settlers.
Bone Settlers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they'll say, that's just bureaucracy. I'm not seeing enough evidence. I will say that when it comes to lower back pain, there is a little bit of evidence that suggests it could work. We'll get into that in a little bit. It's more widely accepted than like neck pain or migraines or headaches or something like that. But there are people that and studies that have shown it could help with neck pain and migraines. So the studies on lower back pain have actually shown that it can be almost as effective as pain medicine, which people will say it's not as good as pain medicine. But flip that around, there's some people that can't take pain medicines or shouldn't take pain medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, chiropractic is nearly as good as pain medicine, which is a great alternative.
Yeah.
That's the same argument we had in the acupuncture episode, I believe. But again, can't stress this enough. Go to your normal doctor first if you're experiencing any sort of pain. Especially like if you can't feel your fingers or something, definitely go to a doctor. Go to a chiropractor. Especially since chiropractic treatments don't come risk-free, your discs can be thrown even further out of alignment than they might already be, causing a herniated disc.
Like an Olympic discer.
Yeah, they're causing all those herniated
throwing
discs.
Throwing that further.
And that can compress your nerves even more than they might already be. In some cases, it's compressed people's blood vessels and cause like a bilateral vertebral artery dissection or a thrombus occlusion.
I hate when a thrombus gets occluded.
I know. Which has actually led to patients having a stroke. It can lead to like cerebral edema, which is where there's a buildup of liquid in your brain. And we don't know exactly how prevalent this is, but one researcher claimed it was something incredibly tiny, like 23 cases in 134 million cases.
Yeah.
I saw one in every 1 million cases. So somewhere in that neighborhood, it seems pretty rare. But like if you have like bone cancer, osteoporosis, chiropractic is not the solution for you. Also, just while we're talking about risks, 30% of patients report stiffness or soreness after treatment that usually goes away quickly, which, I mean, again, they're shoving
sense.
Their elbow and knee into your spine.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have pain. But does it work, John? I mean, I kind of already said that it works for the lower back pain.
For that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it basically stops there. It probably works for lower back pain, might work for neck pains and headaches. A lot of the claims that we're going to go into, most of them, if they do work, it's person to person, probably placebo. But back to the original reason I want to do this episode, like I posted that I saw this claim that it can cure autism on Facebook, and people are like, oh, well, it doesn't cure autism, but it can help with some of the symptoms, which, first of all, I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
But I found an article on spectrumnews.org that explored this claim, and they basically said some people have found some success, but by and large, like again, that's just an individual basis. By and large, there's no evidence to support the claim, and it's inconclusive at best, and we need more research on it, but probably not legitimate. So what are the full claims that chiropractic can resolve? Well, I got a good list from chiro.org. This is a long list. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. That seems like a pretty legit website, Cairo.org?
Well, it looks like it was made like 20 years ago, but it was like, it's kept up to date. There's articles I saw from like 2018. But before I go through their full list of claims, I'm going to take a quick drink. Everyone join me. Thank you. This is alphabetical order on their website. Asthma, ADD, autism, Bell's palsy, which is like just a weakness of muscles on half of your face, blindness or visual disorders, blood pressure, cancer, carpal tunnel, cerebral palsy, chronic neck pain, colic, like in babies, Crohn's disease, deafness, degenerative joint disease, disc herniation, epilepsy, female issues, fibromyalgia, yeah, I know, forward head posture, gastroesophageal reflux, aka heartburn, I think, headache, immune function, infertility, low back pain, maintenance care and wellness, multiple sclerosis, non-musculoskeletal disorders, otitis media, which is an inner ear infection, Parkinson's disease, pregnancy-related pains. I would have thought that went under female issues, am I right?
Hey!
radiculopathy, which is a pinched nerve, scoliosis, spinal alignment or cervical curve, not like your cervix, like your vertebrae, spinal pain, stress, subluxation, of course, jaw pain, that's a big word, I'm not going to try, vertigo, imbalance, and whiplash, which is why I asked if you went after you got into a car accident.
Because my neck.
Because your neck. And the reason I went through every item is because I don't have time to walk through all of these, but this website doesn't sound legit, doesn't really look legit, but they have links on every single one of these topics that has a huge list of scientific articles on each of these topics.
Okay, can you click on cancer for me?
You want me to?
Please?
Well, I can tell you.
That's a big one, dude.
I can tell you it doesn't cure cancer, which anytime something claims to cure cancer, it doesn't. So don't believe most of the other claims that you see. Basically, it's like breast cancer. There's a bunch of articles on it. But the point of listing all those off is if one of those intrigues you, I encourage you to go to Cairo.org. And they link everything. It's claims that it does work, claims that it doesn't work, individual case studies, big meta studies. They have them all there. They link them to the source. So it's not like they're linking to themselves. They're actually linking to like the National Library of Research.
So that's good.
Yeah. Even though it looks like, I want to show you this website because now that you work in the field,
yeah,
this is what it looks like.
Oh boy, howdy.
It's pretty bad.
Well, at least they have SSL.
Yeah. not great. So, I mean, if you need someone to redo your website, you got a couple people here. Anyway.
Yep.
This, what I don't like is that they also provide links to like individual case studies, which is, it reminds me of my brother-in-law. He'll always like link me like marijuana cures cancer. And it's that documentary about like one person that smoked marijuana and their cancer was gone. I'm like, that's one person. Show me like a double blinded clinical trial, university study, and I will believe you. You can't just show me one person and just be like, it works. Now I'm going to go smoke a bunch of pot. I'll be cancer free. But yeah, I encourage you guys to go out there and explore these. They're, some of these claims are just ridiculous. Like take asthma, for instance. What does that have to do with your spine?
I mean, your spine's attached to your lungs through the...
Everything is attached to your spine. But I... Okay, you got me there. But like the frustrating thing is that there was one meta-analysis done that...
Maybe then you just get the wind knocked out of you with the people's elbow.
And you feel better afterwards,
yeah,
maybe.
You got all the bad stuff out.
Yeah. Well, there was one study, one meta-study that looked at 8 different studies on chiropractic medicine and the effects on asthma. And most people in the studies, when they had self-reported subjective measures, like how they felt afterward, they usually reported that they felt better after the chiropractic was done. But like on empirical, measurable, objective improvements, they didn't see the same results, like number of asthma attacks or trouble breathing and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't, there was like no change. So there, even any improvements that they did see were not enough to make it out of the realm of statistical noise. So any improvements that they did see subjectively or empirically, they were like, that's within the realm of...
Maybe not.
Of like the margin of error, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We already talked about autism, but I also saw that it was inconclusive on the NCBI.
So, I mean, as far as autism goes, my mother works with special needs children.
Yeah.
And I know that they do, like, stimming. And there are things that, there are ways that you could stimulate a child's mm-hmm. brain and that. I wonder if major action, like having, like, a back massage would have an effect. Like,
yeah.
The same way that this would. But, I mean, again, you're the researcher.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that's I forgot to put in my notes was massage came up a lot when in a lot of these research articles, they talk about like doing chiropractic and massage and just massage.
Yeah.
And like massage would usually have the same effect that chiropractic would have. So I guess it's just a form of relaxation or working out.
Human touch.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I would like to see that study. You go in a room and someone puts their hand on your back.
Yeah.
And says, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Hey, that would be really nice.
I want to start a practice. I do that.
I'm sure you can make a whole religious movement around that.
Yeah. It's going to be okayism.
Yeah. Just call it okayism.
Okay. Ism.
So there's also part of the other problem is there's like a promising study on whether or not it could help on like gastrointestinal issues. And it looked like it was well, like everything was good, going toward chiropractic was good for it. And then you looked at the methodology for the study and like the controls and blindness were done really bad. So they had to throw the study out of like a lot of meta-analysis. Fibromyalgia, they couldn't find anything that was conclusive that chiropractic helped. Same with carpal tunnel. There was one study that said chiropractic could help carpal tunnel, and then like they reanalyzed the data and actually found that the control group was better off than those that had received treatment. So that happens a lot on these. There was one actually on the flip side. They did some studies on cerebral palsy and found. They measured wrist, this is hard for me to say, wrist spasticity in Newtons, which to me sounds like derogatory, like when you say someone's spastic.
Yeah.
That's like a horrible thing to say, in my opinion, but that's like the clinical term for it. So they can measure, so Newtons is the amount of force it takes to accelerate 1 kilogram, 1 meter per second squared. So like, this is probably like 2 pounds, this thing of water I have here. The force that it would take to cause that to speed up 1 meter per second, like 3 feet in a second at a constant rate is 1 newton. So not okay. A lot is what I'm trying to say. It's not a lot of force to do that to a 2 pound thing here. And they found after chiropractic or 2 weeks of chiropractic treatments, people with cerebral palsy saw a drop of 2 newtons in wrist spasticity. Yeah. Why is that so hard for me to say? Spasticity, which is good. That's I mean, a measurable drop in after 2 weeks of treatment. So that's good. They also found there's a meta study that showed 2 out of 3 of the studies on infants with colic saw improvement after getting chiropractic treatments, mm-hmm. which might be great, but I would never perform chiropractic treatments on an infant. That sounds scary. Awful. That sounds really dangerous. So my moral of the story is if you have to get chiropractic treatments done, I would only ever do it for like lower back pain, maybe neck pain or headaches. If you go to a doctor first and they're like, maybe chiropractic will help. But again, I would go to the doctor first, see what they say, because if anything, if they trust if chiropractic treatments can help the ailments, they'll probably refer you there. But there's probably other means of getting around.
Isn't that frustrating, man? Like, even going to physical therapy,
yeah.
I'm like, I've been going to this for so long.
Yeah.
I wish you could just slice me up and fix it.
That's the thing, is that people want a quick, easy resolve. They're like, I'll just go to my chiro, spend $25 and get my asthma cured.
Yeah, which is a local franchise.
Cured. Yeah, yeah.
And they have $20 walk-ins on the front door.
Yeah. And also, don't believe everything you see on YouTube, obviously, especially chiropractic videos. If someone says that they're having this obscure kidney disease or any other sort of disease cured with chiropractic, it's probably too good to be true. At best, it's an individual case study where this person did see improvements with chiropractic treatments, but mm-hmm. I would not use that as a wide sweeping claim for chiropractic medicine.
Yeah, YouTube is scary, especially probably medical YouTube is scary.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where like the flat earth movement started, so mm-hmm. I don't know how much nice to say about flat earthers. Go listen to that episode.
That's another there's a YouTuber called Kit Boga that we both love.
Yeah,
or he's a Twitcher, and Nick showed me, And there was an episode where he was pretending to be freaked out, and he goes, "What a God's green flat earth is this?"
He always does that. He's like a little old lady that pretends to be a flat earther, and it's great. Everybody go watch Kit Boga. He's my new favorite.
He's best.
Twitcher and YouTuber.
Yeah.
We should talk more about that after the break.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to recap? We haven't done one in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I need to take a drink of water.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm all fixed.
Was that like Morse code?
That was Morse code. I cracked my back in Morse code to say...
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
That was nothing. All right. Be right back. John and on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
I said,
John
and on. What? Where can people find us?
Oh, okay.
StrangeSocialShow.com.
You know what? They sure can. You can also leave us a review on iTunes. That's like the best thing you can do. I mean, we've talked about it a million times.
And are they doing it, Nick?
No, they're not.
Did they do it last time?
No.
So is anybody listening to this?
No.
So you can say whatever you want.
Oh.
Hate our listeners so much.
Unlimited Cell actually called people that don't leave us a review a jerk, and I forgot that I called them jerks.
Oh, dude. I just said I hate our listeners so much, and you didn't even care. You didn't even flinch. That was a test.
Oh, I was trying to figure out.
I love the guts out of them, you know?
This guy on YouTube that does all these chiropractic treatments.
Okay.
Before we talk about that, so Kit Boga, we got to talk about this real fast. This is just our personal life real fast. Kit Boga tries to figure out how long he can waste telephone scammers' time, because if he's wasting their time, they can't call sweet little grandmas that don't know any better that are giving them thousands of dollars. And he has this series where he kept four scammers on the line for 36 hours over the course of like 2 months. And there's like thousands of calls between these guys. And it's just like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's just peak
entertainment.
And it's like,
and it is super wholesome too.
As you watch it, like he'll get kind of mean with some of these scammers, and it's easy to forget that what they're doing is highly illegal and unethical, and they're ripping off a lot of elderly people because they don't know how to operate a computer, and they're just going to fall for whatever trap. And then he reminds you, and you're like, oh yeah, these people are awful. You get to be totaled.
Yeah. And he's even given them chances to redeem themselves talk about it. But
speaking of YouTube, I found some YouTube videos from Dr. Ian, who puts all these stupid, I almost swore there, these stupid videos. The top one, how many views does this have? I want to know how many views this has. Holy crap. I'm going to make you guess.
Okay.
Dr. Ian, this is the guy. Chiropractic changes life for teenager with acute pain and dead leg.
I don't think any pain is cute, Nicholas.
Yeah.
And what leg?
Dead leg. He couldn't move or operate his leg, I guess, because spinal injuries.
Okay.
What do you think? How many views do you think this got?
You got me worried with holy crap. I'm not going to say it got over a million, because that's way too many.
It got over a million.
It did get over a million?
It got over a million.
Then it's anybody's guess at that point. I'm going to say 1.5 million?
Higher.
What?
And you're going to be so upset if you're in the 1.5s.
Okay. I'm just going to want to hear it right now. That was my
34
thought.
Million. Over this fake science. Maybe it worked for this person.
Yeah, what are
I'm
we doing?
Sure.
We're doing fake. I do real science videos. Do you remember those stupid little videos I did without, you should put a bird back in its nest because it's BS that you're not supposed to touch it? And how many did that get, Nick?
I don't know, like four?
Five? We gotta make YouTube videos, and we're doing them wrong.
We are.
34 million views.
Yeah. What about, let's see, extreme sciatic, this is Dr. Ian again, extreme sciatic pain fixed by chiropractic adjustment, and, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those words are in all caps. Not nearly as many views, but do you want to guess?
Was the first word extreme?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Spelled with an E.
Okay, 15 mil.
1.7 million.
Okay, I would have gotten it right that first time, but that's still disgraceful if this is all fake science.
Yeah, what's crazy is this channel has 600,000 subscribers and their videos are getting millions of views.
Sounds a little weird.
Yeah, I guess people like watching them, but they don't want to subscribe, maybe. Maybe this is one of those things where they, like I do when I'm like
hate
sick
watch.
And... Well, no. Where, like, anytime I'm, like, homesick and I'm not feeling well, I'll, like, go on a, like, Conan binge and just watch clips of Conan. So maybe someone, like, they're laying
the
in
the Barbarian?
Bed. No, the talk show. It's called Conan.
Hmm.
Or, like, Jimmy Kimmel.
What does he do? What's...
Like, there's little bits or games or whatever they play or clips that they're talking to celebrities.
So there's someone, his name is Conan and he has little bits?
You know Conan.
The Barbarian.
No. I hate you. The show's over. I want to see what this channel's most popular videos are.
Okay.
Oh my God. So the top, this is Cairo Core on YouTube, and the top video is at 34 million when the guy cures his dead leg or whatever.
His dead leg.
The second most popular video is emergency patient unable to walk fixed by some chiropractic. How many views do you think it got?
Excuse me? Can you say it again with a little more oomph?
How many views do you think it got?
What's the title?
I told you, emergency patient unable to walk fixed by Gonstead Chiropractic.
20 million.
That was right on the nose.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually 20.9 million. But I'll give it to you. There's a 53 plus minute ASMR chiropractic adjustment.
I had the best idea for an ASMR video, and I'm probably going to do it, so I can't tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay, tell me after the podcast.
Okay.
How many views do you think this got? 53 minute ASMR chiropractic adjustment compilation. Nope, all capitals except for ASMR.
15.
17. Hey, you're really close.
I know a thing or two about trends, fella.
I'm looking for interesting titles. I'm sure that people just like seeing, the YouTube algorithm favors scantily clad women. So this thumbnail for extremely flexible girl receives Gonstead adjustment. How many views do you think that got?
Gonstead adjustment?
That's the chiropractic facility.
7 mil, bra.
Close. 9.7 million.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
We need to make pseudoscience videos, like in earnest.
I'd like to make, there's probably a way that we could get something like that done for the first half of them and the last 30 seconds debunk them.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is a lot of their top videos are scantily clad women, like that one with the flexible girl. She has her back to the camera, but the back of her shirt is all open. And then below this, there's like a woman in a sports bra, another woman in a sports bra, a woman in lingerie, a woman in a tight tank top.
I'd like to see their numbers as to who's clicking these. Is it like teenagers?
Absolutely. It's got to be. They're playing the YouTube game and it's disgusting. Anyway, got anything else for this week?
Nope.
Neither do I. So I think that'll do it. I almost said I'm still John.
Were you ever John?
No, but I'm still John.
Oh, I'm still Nick.
This is Stranger Still.